K105.3 is WKHM FM and WKHM FM HD1 Brooklyn Jackson. It's time for high school playoffs, round two. Tonight, the Odstead Wildcats face off with the Grass Lake Warriors. This evening's contest is being brought to you in part by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, East Jackson Community Schools, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Trip Ceramic Pro, County National Bank, Tri-County Water, Center Machine and Tool, Able Heating and Cooling, Orthopedic Rehab Specialist, Talons Brothers Floor Covering, Columbia School District, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, Northwest Community Schools, Jackson Public Schools, Penn Chiropractic, the Jackson YMCA, Andy's Pizza, Greater Jackson Habitat for Humanity, The Restore, Modern Waste, Stone's One Stop Auto Shop, Double Chiropractic, Summit Orthodontics. We now head to the press box for the call of tonight's game with Captain Steve Boyle and Ryan Haynes.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the press box here at Grass Lake High School, and it's a little calm before the storm kind of feel here. The crowd's a little staid right now over here. We got a packed bleacher across the way where the Odstead Wildcats have traveled very well all the way here to Grass Lake for this district championship game tonight between the Warriors, who are 9-1 on the year, and the Odstead Wildcats at 8-2. Grass Lake won last week 30-22, kind of holding off Manchester in a game that they were comfortably ahead in, and Manchester made a couple plays late to get it close. But Grass Lake got a big run from Trenton Holden to kind of clinch things at the end of the game. Sherwood, big game with a touchdown. He started the scoring off in the game with an 80-plus yard interception return for a touchdown, and then our player of the game ended up being Trenton Holden, who played great on both sides of the ball, running the ball, primary ball carrier for Grass Lake on the offensive side, and a fantastic defensive effort from him too.
Yeah, it was a great night for Coach Randy Cole, because what you get the W, and also Manchester kind of comes back and puts a little scare, and it kind of gets your attention and says, hey, kids, you know, we can't do that again.
Relax.
We got it. Yep, you can't relax. It's playoff football time.
Probably have a little bit of video to go over, too, a little film study to do with a couple mistakes in that game, but they're going to have to play very well tonight. This is a good Odstead squad, and they came last week and beat Blissfield 28-21. That's a Blissfield team that they lost to back in September, 47-26. So that's a bit of a turnaround there, and to me, this looks like an Odstead team that's playing their best football right now. Their only other loss of the season was 28-19 on the road at Hillsdale, and that's an undefeated Hillsdale team that's still playing, and actually perhaps waiting for the winner of this game. They got a tough game with Constantine tonight.
Yeah.
To see who they're going to play next.
Odstead plays a very tough conference schedule to get them prepared for this. And we're looking at a really senior-laden team. This group, I've been told, is, if you want to go back to fifth grade, Steve, which I know you do, 43-9 is their football career record when playing together.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of experience there, and not a lot of defeat. So they've had a successful run, and they're looking to keep it going tonight, and they'll have to go against, a quality Grass Lake team that's probably not too far off when it comes to record from that 43-9 that you've got from Odstead. This is a good Grass Lake program that's been winning for a while, and I know they got a lot of pride, and they're going to come out and work hard. You had some other interesting stuff for us from Odstead. Do you want to access that for us here in the pregame for of our sponsors?
Well, one thing Odstead and all the fans could be listening for, they have a pair of running backs that one's already reached the 1,000-yard mark, and if Rourke Barth, if he gets 159 tonight, he'll join him to be joining also Rourke's dad, Brett Barth, back in 89, who had almost 1,200 yards. So, hey, pair of dynamic running backs, and Grass Lake's going to have to tighten it up.
And we know the quarterback's got some he's got some traits that make for a nice passing attack, too. So if you try to shut down the run, then you're going to leave yourself open to some deep passing options.
Yep. No, and as we know, when you get this far in November, most teams are going to have multiple ways of hurting you. You don't usually get here with just one offensive, you know, weapon. So.
Sure. It's rarely a fluke that anybody's still playing at this point in the year. Let's take a three-minute break on the pregame here. It is Grass Lake and Odstead tonight at K105.3, the game of the week, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Trips Ceramic Pro, back in 3 minutes.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at Grass Lake High School, where the Grass Lake band has made their way out onto the field. We'll be doing the national anthem here shortly, and we've got a group of veterans helping to usher in the action tonight with a very large United States flag that they're unfurling here near midfield. And shout out to Joe DeBoe among the group. He told me today that despite what I said earlier on the radio that I'm sick of tuna noodle casserole, he's still a fan.
Well, good. Kudos to whoever brought these veterans in to do this tonight, too. This Veterans Day is next Monday. This is a nice tribute.
No doubt. It's great out here in Grass Lake. They love their veterans. I know that. And they'll be having a Veterans Day parade, no doubt. And plenty of festivities in Grass Lake. As Joe would be quick to remind you, it's a nice place to live. Let's take a 2-minute break, and we'll be back with the kickoff on
K105.3.
We now return to high school football on
K105.3. Well, I'm Brian Haynes here at Grass Lake High School, where Randy Cole's Grass Lake Warriors squad at 9-1 takes on the 8-2 Onsted Wildcats. All of our postseason football coverage here on K105.3 and on our sister station, News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, serving the Jackson community since 1988. The right repair is no accident, Brian.
88, good year.
It was a good year.
My graduation year.
Oh, wow. I was 8 years old.
Well, that explains the wisdom difference between us, Steve.
Grass Lake coached by Randy Cole with help from assistant coaches Anthony Cole, Tony Horner, Joe Niehaus, Steve Ohotsky, Chris Rule, Dan Rigg, and Brian Zalud. Meanwhile, on the Onsted bench, we'll have Dan Terryberry, Aaron Klotz, Dylan Thompson, Andrew Clute, Paul Dankins, and Alan Boyston.
Four of those Onsted coaches have college football playing experience, including, I think it's Hotz that went to Michigan State. I'll have to look that up. But
well, when we at a break, 12 minutes on the clock, Onsted will kick off. A couple familiar faces back to return for the Warriors. And number 3, Winston Higgins, who proved very slippery at times a week ago. It's a low line kick. It's going to bounce at the 15. Higgins will field it at the 10, running to the right side. He's got a blocker there in Sherwood. Splits a couple defenders, loses his footing, tries to stay on his feet, gets to the 35 before he goes down. Flag on the field at the 28-yard line. And we're underway here at Grass Lake High School in the district championship game. Actually, I'm sitting right next to the trophy. It's right there.
Oh, geez, I thought that was your Broadcaster of the Year award. I guess I didn't take a good look at that.
Yep.
Well, that one's still coming, I believe.
I'm still hoping I can get this one, actually. Everybody here has a shot at it tonight, right?
Well, at least a couple teams do. I'm not sure we do, Steve, but I guess if we take off fast enough, it could be yours for the evening.
Looks like we get a holding penalty against the Warrior kick return squad. Puts that spot back to the 19-yard line, first and 10. Familiar formation here for the Warriors. Farley in the shotgun he's got, holding in the back with him. Trip receivers to his left. Takes the snap, looking to throw a quick out. And that goes right over the side. And look at how much room he's got. Good block up the sideline. Touchdown saving tackle there for Onsted. Receiver on the play is Sherwood. And Josh Sherwood with a big gain on first down for Grass Lake.
Yeah, Tyler Hunt for Onsted doesn't make that tackle over on the sideline, we'd be looking at a quick touchdown.
We've seen Sherwood's got some speed. Gets out to the 41 where the first down is for Grass Lake. Already handed off to Trenton Holden. It looks like he lost his footing trying to cut there. Goes downhill. Actually make a yard on the carry, but it looked like he went nowhere, but still ends up with some positive yardage for the Warriors. They run that no huddle, quick play offense, and they're ready to go again with four receivers for Farley. Holden still is the running back. Back to throw on second down. He's got a man up at the sideline near the 50, and he leans forward. I don't know if he stayed in bounds. Looks like the spot is going to move the chains. First down in Onsted Wildcat territory at the 49.
Another good catch by Sherwood. Picking up right where he left off last week.
Defensive and offensive touchdown in that game last week. He's on the top side here as Farley back to throw, looking downfield over to the right side, and he's got a cutting receiver, and he's caught. Turns it upfield, tries to cut back in, and he is tackled, but not before he's going to get inside the 30-yard line to about the 27. And another fantastic offensive play here by Grass Lake, hitting on all cylinders early. And it's Antoni Malinowski. That's the name that we didn't call last week. So Farley utilizing his weapons here in the early part of this one.
Yes.
And now they'll hand it off here. We'll get out to the 20-yard line, about 6 yards on first down. Trenton Holden with a nice carry. And the spot not as good as what I saw, so we'll give him 5 seconds down to 5 yards. 10:40 to go first quarter. We're scoreless. Grass Lake driving. Holden takes it. Good penetration by the D-line. He's going to lose a yard or two. Credit on that one to Dylan Stevens, defensive tackle. 6'1", 270 for Onstead.
Yeah, first team all-conference, Dylan Stevens.
Nice-sized kid making a big tackle there. He lost about a yard, third down and six. Farther looking to the sideline. He's got four wide receivers, two to each side. Holden's the back, looking to pass. He's got time. Now chased out of the pocket, still scrambling, going the other direction. He's going to buy himself some extra time there. Drops it off to a receiver. It's Higgins. Oh, he had a shot at the sticks. Good tackle in the open field by Onstead, so he's going to be short of the first down, but forward progress will get him to about... I got to see him. Where are they going to spot this at? Because I would think...
Looks like it's just outside the 20, maybe the 21.
21, so it looked like he got a little more yardage, but he did run. He was running back, so he'll maybe cost himself a little bit of field position here. Fourth and five, the Grass Lake offense will stay on at the 21-yard line.
A kind of high school no-man's land here.
Receiver in motion, back to throw is Farley going to the end zone on the wheel routes. Got him! He caught it! No! They're saying incomplete! He held on to it. He must have landed out of bounds.
Yeah, referee saying he's just out of the back of the end zone. Unfortunately, we don't have our replay here to get that to see, but that would be interesting to see. It was close.
The official was in good position to make the call. He probably saw it better than we did, but I thought he got a little bit of green in there and maybe a chance at the touchdown. That was a gutsy play call, and I don't think a receiver hasn't dropped anything yet for Farley. Even that one will go in the book as incomplete. He caught it for sure.
Yeah, last week Farley came out, and a couple passes are a little high, but boy, so far tonight, those have been right on the money.
Yeah, he's feeling his rhythm here in a big game. Tight formation here by Onstead, a completely opposite look what you see from Grass Lake. A little misdirection and coming around on the pitch is Travis Hill.
Yeah, Hill, who is a first-team all-conference running back. And as I mentioned in the pregame, Onstead has two running backs. Hill, who has over 1,000 already, and Rourke Bark, who's nearing 1,000. So two dynamic backs.
When you run that big formation like they do, you like to use misdirection. You like to be able to give it to a couple different guys. Hill in motion again, and this time they hand it off to the other back, going up off tackle to the right side, and he's going to battle for three more yards or so again, and that will carry his, look at Gregory Dankins.
Yeah, Gregory Dankins, one of the Dankins boys.
Third down, about 2 yards here for Onstead, and this kind of ball control style. They may be able to eat up all 8:20 left here in the first quarter if they keep getting about 3 yards per. So third down is short. They stay big. In motion is Hill. And they'll hand it off again. And this time Grass Lake's defense going to stand up to him, keep him short of the 30-yard line. So to bring up a fourth down.
Grass Lake players calling for a fumble. Referee's not picking up what they're selling, though.
That one was Barth, the fullback. Big kid there, Rourke Barth. They've got him listed at 5'11", 225.
I tell you, about an hour before the game, I was out on the field doing some tackling drills with Barth, and he was a load for me to bring down, so I think the Grass Lake defense is going to have their hands full tonight with Barth. At least I did.
So they come out on fourth down. They think they can get this yard. Matchup up front, and it's going to be handed off. The QB dives into the line to block as well. It looked like they got it to me. Well, let's see what the spot's going to be. We might get a measurement here early. That spot looks like it's... The spot looks far enough to me from the sticks, and they do call it a first down. Just a first down.
Yes, yeah. There again, all the Grass Lake players waving as it wasn't, or they were just all dabbing. I'm not sure. I think they were trying to show that it was no first down. But
I think that's the correct. Go with your first instinct on that one. First and 10. We're at the 31-yard line. Onstead stays tight in the formation. You can see a lot of what they like to do. Pitch out here goes to Barth. And look at him get ahead of steam and lowering the shoulder. Moves the team forward, and the flag comes in late in the play from the sideline. So about 6 yards on first down. But let's see what this flag is for.
Boy, for Grass Lake, that was Shane Holcomb, who goes 5'8", 166 versus Barth.
And we get a holding against Onstead on that one. Yeah, that was a... When Barth gets rolling, you can tell he's a powerful kid, and it's easy to see why he's on the verge of 100 yards, or 1,000 yards, excuse me, on the season.
Yes, some of these Grass Lake defensive backs are, you know, not too big of guys,
right.
And then, you know, Barth gets a 7-yard head of steam. That's when business decisions are made. How dedicated are you?
Clock running here, 6:43. The first quarter, we're scoreless. It's a first down, about 15 now for Onstead. And play action back to throw, and he goes out of the backfield. Dankins got it, and the Grass Lake defense gets to him quickly. He'll get about 2 yards before he's knocked out of bounds. And it'll bring up second, about 13.
Yeah, you talked about Onstead's quarterback still having some attributes one would be looking at. And I'll tell you, boy, when you're running, you know, 85% of the time, I got to believe that play action does leave you some time and leaves you some open receivers. So
he goes 6'3", 175, too, so he's able to look over those linemen's head and see downfield if he needs to. Made a quick decision to his check down there, second and 13. He'll pitch it out here to Barth, and he's trying to get out to the edge. The Grass Lake defense strings him out and actually will bring him down for what looks like maybe a short loss. Nice job by the Grass Lake defense to stalk that play.
Yeah, another matchup there with Shane Holcomb again. This time Shane got to get him on the edge, a little less direct. I'm sure Shane was happy about that.
Third down, and let's call it 15 again. 5.5 to go here in the first quarter. We're scoreless. Both teams with one possession. Onstead, third and long, and we'll see what they're built for on these long down situations. It's clear to see their offense likes to work with positive yardage and three plays and stuff. They hand off here. Barth gets around a defender. Now he's got nothing but room here. It's a foot race up the sideline. 30, 20. He'll get knocked out of bounds at the 13-yard line. And a huge play on third and long for Onstead. Rourke Barth is going to... Do you think he knows he's almost to 1,000 yards? Because he just ate up a big chunk of that leftover right there.
Yeah, we said he was 157 away. Well, he's under one now.
Huge tote there for Rourke Barth. And they spot that at about the... That's going to be at the 13. Call Steve where he's trying to go out of bounds. First and 10, they split one receiver out wide. Deep back there is Travis Hill. Barth's line up there. They give this to Hill. Barth is the lead, and a good job by the Grass Lake D-line to stand him up. He might have gotten a yard of forward progress, but not much more. Second down and 9. Onstead now deep in Grass Lake territory after the Warrior defense held him in their own zone. Rourke Barth breaks the big carry with 4:44 to go first quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. And we are scoreless still. Onstead like to give it a shot here. Oh, they did give him a couple yards on that one. Second down, let's call it 8. Terry Berry under center, hands off to Barth, sidesteps the center. They get him down at about the 5, but that's going to make it close to another first down. I'd say it's third and about 1-2.
Boy, you've mentioned this tight formation for Onstead. Our listeners obviously can't see. That fullback looks like he could just poke the court. He is so close there.
Yeah.
They are lined up. When you say tight, you're not kidding.
Big set here and give us to Barth again. He'll get the first down, and it looks like he could have tumbled into the end zone. No signal yet. It's short, but Barth got that forward momentum going, and he almost just leaned right into the end zone. 3:45 to go here, first quarter. It's brought to you by Minute Maid Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains others can't, Brian. I know you have a lot of problems with stuffed drains and at your house.
I've your stuffed fault. Some drains.
First down. Four tries at the end zone here for this big onset attack. Give it to Barth on first down. And looks like he's going to dive in. The officials call it touchdown onset. 6-0 Wildcats. Big play by Rourke Barth, and he really was the bell cow on that one. He's carrying it. You start out beating them down with the big carries by Barth, and then you maybe late in the game start hitting them with that lightning from Hill.
Yeah, and boy, you know, that third and 13, when Onstead, we think, okay, they're going to have to pass, but it's a little misdirection, and it's the fullback.
Tremendous athlete out there. With 3:28 to go, first quarter, 6-0 Onstead, and they bring out the two-point conversion squad. One wide out, split left. And roll out the pass, he's going to get sacked. No, he's still on his feet. Flag comes out. I'm expecting a hold or maybe an offside. They throw it away. Incomplete. Could be offside, could be a false start. And that's the call. They'll decline that penalty. And Grasslake gets the stop on the two-point try. We'll take a 30-second break, back with a kickoff. 6-0 Onstead on K105.3.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
T-Boy O'Brien Haynes, 3:28 to go, first quarter for Minute Maid Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Onstead strikes first, thanks to a big carry by big fullback Rourke Barth. And now our kickoff coming from midfield, and this time it's a high one, and that's going to bounce into the end zone and through. We don't see that much leg that frequently from some of these high school kickers, but he got all of that one.
Yeah, I dare say that was majestic.
Got a little bit of a haze settling over the field here under the lights. Of course, this is a beautiful backdrop from the press box here at Grass Lake. Natural. You got a field, you got some trees. And that bleacher across from us is shoulder to shoulder. You probably don't mind it on a chilly night like tonight.
Yeah, nestle in there with your Wildcat family.
I saw a lot of blankets in the line waiting to get in before the game started. As Grasslake comes out first and 10 from the 20, Farley takes the snap, hands up to Holden, going to the left, and he's met by the defense and brought down. And he got back to the line of scrimmage, but not much more.
Those blankets, I was at a McDonald's earlier that was selling spaghetti and blankets. Thought that was odd.
Second down and 9. Trenton Holden got him a couple yards, a yard and a half, let's say. Farley back to throw on second down, looking downfield on the slant. Sherwood bounces off a tackler, splits some defenders into the open field. They brag him down from behind, but again, Josh Sherwood threatening to go all the way. Touchdown saving tackle and back into the onset territory for Grass Lake at the 49.
Yeah, that's Travis Hill there on the tackle. We've called his name a few times, but it's been on the defensive end.
Four wideouts again for Farley, two to each side. Play action to Holden, kicks it out to Higgins, and he'll get upended. He's going to get about 3 on the play. That's not a bad play there for Grass Lake. Higgins didn't really have a lot of blocking over there, but you get him a chance to work in space. He's shifty, he's fast, and nice tackle there in the open field, but he had a chance to break that play.
Yeah, Higgins definitely kind of the player that you just want to take a chance with one-on-one. He doesn't need blockers.
Second down and 8. Farley delayed handoff to hold. Nice play call, and he shifts through the defense, dodges a couple tacklers, finds his way down to 35. And about 11 on the carry for Trenton Holden. The delayed handoff, actually, really nice play. Barry Sanders asking the draw. First down and 10 for Grass Lake. Just a few inches shy of that 35-yard line. Farley takes a snap, hands off to Holden. And another good carry by him. He's going to get about 5 on first down. 1:56 to go first quarter for Minute Maid Sewer and Drain Cleaning in a 6-0 onset, but Grass Lake driving again.
And I did just get a text from Barry Sanders, and he said he'd appreciate it if you didn't compare him to him.
I just meant the call of the play.
Oh, okay.
As
okay.
far as the execution.
You are right. They did run that
from
play.
The greatest of all time. Jet sweep here to the receiver, and he's going to get around the end and turn it upfield, and he'll get to the first down. Sticks again, this time making his way to about the 21 before he's stopped. And a nice play call and tremendous carry. Cason Gray, I think, on that carry. And two guys with the same number, 18, on my roster.
Yep, you're right. Couple names that we haven't called last couple weeks either.
Mike Gray made a couple of brief appearances in that last game. And we'll get a timeout from the onset sideline. We'll take a one-minute break. 1:21 to go first quarter. 6-0 Wildcats at K105.3.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football. Right here on K105.3.
Timeout, Grass Lake on 1st and 10, throws to the end zone. Winston Higgins intended on the play. Had it briefly, but with the tackle, lost it. And incomplete with a minute 15 to go at 6-0 onset. Grass Lake and Grass Lake trailing here, but working their way into the red zone. We had a flag on the play. And we get a call. Looks like it's going to go against the Warriors. First down and 20 now for Grass Lake with a holding penalty back to the 31-yard line. Reminiscent of that first drive Grass Lake had where they got into onset territory and kind of stalled out. And now on first down, we'll get another flag coming up for a false start.
Yeah, it is funny. The contrast that we've seen so far, Grass Lake on both their drives have been getting pretty good chunks of play, you know, of yardage on each play, where Onstead was a little more methodical, minus the one big 3rd and 13 run by Barth. But
1st and 25 now for the Warriors. Receiver in motion. Farley rolling out to his right, getting chased, gets the throwaway. He's got a man, goes up and stabs it. Back down to the 20, so to get past that original first down marker, make it 2nd down at about 8. Receiver on the play, Carson Canning making the catch.
Yeah, nice catch by Canning, extending the arms. Hill was there. It looked like I thought he might light him up, but he kind of just backed off him and almost let him catch it.
I think he was kind of, because it bounced off his hands, that's an interception play. Back to throw again, Farley on 2nd and 8, and he'll pull it down to run, and nice job on the D-line to bring him down. What could have turned into a big gain there if he gets past that first guy, but that first guy happened to be a pretty talented player in Dylan Stevens, name we've called a couple times already.
Yeah, as I mentioned, first team all-conference, Dylan Stevens showing off some skill.
3rd down and long here for Grass Lake. 19 seconds to go, first quarter. Farley, a little time. Now he's getting away. Throwing down to the 5-yard line. Winston Higgins, intended receiver. It's a little too far out of bounds. Tried to keep the feet in and make the catch, but couldn't pull it in. They bring a 4th down and about 12 for Grass Lake. Football spotted at the Onstead 23.
And again, in high school football, just a tough place to be on the field for 4th and 12. I mean, you're on the 24-yard line. You're too long for a field goal, too short to punt it. So Grass Lake's going to be going for it.
Farley in the shotgun. Holden's back there with him. All the receivers out and running. Going to the end zone. He's got a man back there. Jump ball. He went up and it gets between his hands. Bounces off the fingers. Another flag out there. It's going to be another hold against the Warriors. You decline that one and take over possession. Onstead will get the football back. 7 seconds left in the first quarter for Minute Maid Sewer and Drain Cleaning. And Grass Lake with another turnover on downs. Intended receiver on the play, Gage Lee.
Yeah, Gage Lee listed at 5'9". Had Gage been 6'3", might have been looking at a tie game, but 5'9", right through the fingertips.
And you can't coach height. Taller, you're not. In this case, not tall enough. And Onstead will take over.
feeling a little frustrated.
One play here, probably the last one for our first quarter.
I do disagree, though. I used to coach a kid named Patrick Height, so I did coach Height.
Different set here for Onset with two wide receivers. They still hand off to Barth, and he'll battle in there. He's getting contact almost immediately every time he runs it, but he's such a strong guy that he's able to drag guys for a couple yards every time, no matter how soon they hit him. So time runs out in the first quarter, 6-0 Onset after one. First quarter brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Let's take a one-minute break and come back with a second quarter on K105.3.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at Grass Lake High School, where the Onstead Wildcats have the football and a 6-0 lead. 12 minutes in the books, our first quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. All of our postseason high school football coverage is brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center and Trips Ceramic Pro. And we'll get the Onstead folks out onto the field. Second down and about 5.5. One receiver split wide. In motion is Dankins, and he gets the pitch up the middle and battles through and gets about 11 on the first down carry. Puts his head down. Or excuse me, not quite 11. He's going to get about 7 on second down. I almost wanted to start him over here as we started the new quarter.
Boy, we haven't got a chance to see Onstead in person, but watching them, you can imagine how, by the time the third and fourth quarter rolls around, how tired your defensive line must be and your linebackers from just having to tackle these monsters.
Oh, yeah. 11:41 to go here, first half. First down and 10 at the 36, and they'll go to Barth again, and he's got a head of steam going, and just guys bouncing off of him. They do pull him down, but not before he's got 9 yards into the books.
And these are going just right up the middle, and they know it's coming, and they just can't stop it right now.
Second down and about 6 inches.
And I'm guessing here shortly, too, we're going to see a fake to Barth, and we're going to see the speedster Hill get around the edge and break one.
Barth is tailback here. Now back to throw on second and short. Going up the middle, up the seam. He's got a man. It's caught. And he's going to get ahead of Steve. He's inside the 20. Dropped it at the end of the play, but they're saying he was down before he lost it. And they did fake it to Barth. But instead of a handoff to Hill, they throw it to him. And they'll get a big gain that way. Inside the 20 at the 18-yard line.
Hill showing a little versatility on that one. That was a nice catch. And not just your typical running back kind of wheel route or anything. That was him coming out of the slot.
10:38 to go, first half. First and 10 from the 18-yard line. And they'll go to Barth again. This time the Grass Lake D stands him up a little bit. We'll see where the spot goes, but it looks like now it's 16-yard line. Just shy of the 15. Onstead leading 6-0 now in the red zone. Second down and about 8. Under center. QB Terry Berry gives to Hunt around the end. Now he'll turn it back inside. Splits the defenders. Gets inside the 5-yard line before he's brought down. And that'll move the chains again. First and goal. And 4 more tries from the 6-yard line for the Onstead Wildcats.
Seems to be a dangerous spot if you're a Grass Lake fan, because you give Onstead 4 plays to make 6 yards the way they're running the ball. That seems almost like a given.
Big play time here for the Warriors. Trailing 6-0. Terry Berry under center. Now he looks to the sideline. Little change of call. Terry Berry goes back under center. Barth and Hill in the backfield with him. The give is to Hill. Splits the defense. Still on his feet. Grinding. Looks like they'll pull him down. And instead of leaning forward, he falls sideways. And they'll get him down to about the 1. Second down and goal.
Yeah, boy, hell, that has to be a nice luxury to have Barth in front of you, clearing the path for you to run. It's like putting another offensive tackle out there.
Barth is there at the tailback spot. Hill to the right wing, and he goes in motion. And the QB looks like he's going to keep it. No, they give it to Barth.
Or Hill, I believe.
Did it go to Hill?
Yeah.
That's a tremendous fake.
Terry Berry, I was going to mention that. He's doing a great job with the ball handling and the fakes.
It's 12-0 Onstead. That running attack has been devastating here. 8:41 to go here in the first half. They got a 12-0 lead and a chance at a two-point try here.
Yeah, right now we mentioned that Hill and Barth are the dynamic duo, and they have done nothing to prove otherwise.
Grasslake offense anxious to get back out and see if they can match here. Back to throw, and he's got a man open, wide open by himself in the back of the end zone. Complete that one. And two-point try is good. It's 14-0 Onstead. And the catch there is Tucker Bean. And we'll go to a one-minute break. Come back, or excuse me, 30-second break. We'll come back with a kickoff on
K105.3. Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Boyle, Brian Haynes, 14-0 Onstead with 8:41 to go in the first half. And the kickoff comes out. Grasslake returning it right to left on your radio dial, and he'll field it about a foot deep into the end zone, and they'll whistle it dead. He wanted to run it back, but rules are rules. They'll spot it on the 20-yard line.
We mentioned two beautiful kickoffs. That's Xander Ouellette for Onstead. That's showing off the leg that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, really nice to have that kickoff get into the end zone. You don't see that frequently, and I know there are some teams that we've seen this year who would have loved to have been able to do that to keep that ball away from some dangerous return men.
Yeah, we've seen way more drives this year starting at about the 40 than we have at the 20 due to kicks going through the end zone.
Farley's in the shotgun again. Grasslake's offense has started out hot on both of their possessions so far and stalled later. Holden goes up the hill and reverses field. He's only going to get about 3 yards. But it was a beautiful change of direction, and he did give himself a chance to, they'll actually give him about 4 with 8:26 to go.
Yeah, he covered 23 yards total, but it was only 4 on the play.
Holden will go to the sideline. Farley now with Kwiatek in the backfield with him. Delayed quick out to Higgins. He dodges the tackle, and there he goes. Gets to the stick. First down, and that's exactly what we were talking about earlier. Just pass out there to Higgins, give him a block, and he'll make a guy or two miss, and he turns it into about a 12-yard gain. First down for the Warriors.
And so far for Grass Lake, marching down the field hasn't been a problem. It's when they get down to about the 25.
At the 33, and no huddle. Handoff goes to Kwiatek, and he sneaks through a couple defenders. He's getting about 4.5 on the carry. Past the 35 to about the 37. Under 8 minutes to go in the half. The Grasslake offense stays on the field.
Yeah, big Hayden Moore, 225-pound senior, pulls him down.
Farley goes to Kwiatek again, and he's met right there. Nice tackle. He gets about a yard. Third down and 5. Grasslake will have to go into the playbook here. But Kwiatek, yeah, that's a pretty good spot there. Make a third down in about 3.5. That gives you a few more options in the play calling. Farley out of the shotgun. Had him offsides for a moment. Now he'll look over to the sideline to make sure he got the play. He's got the play he wants.
Change the play. Kwiatek stays in the game.
Shotgun, claps, takes the snap, looking out to the sideline. There's Sherwood, makes the catch. The 50 turns upfield, 45 to the 40, still going. And just pass yanked out of bounds at the 36 in Onstead territory. Josh Sherwood is playing his best football of the year when they need it most. Big play again from Josh Sherwood. Get familiar with that name.
Grass Lake really going up tempo here. I like it.
Back to throw again. Farley pump fake. Now he's got some pressure. He eludes it. And now he'll pull it down and look to run. He's got a chance at the first down. Gets out of bounds at the 25. Buying some time for himself. Just past the sticks. First and 10 for Grass Lake.
It's a nice decision there by Farley. Kept his eyes open, looking down the field, and decided running was his best option, and I believe he was correct.
First and 10 from the 25 for Grass Lake. Again, they've gotten down here every time and stalled. Farley gives to Kwiatek. Lost the football on the turf. Picked up by Onstead. And a turnover by the Warriors. Fumble recovered. Dylan Irway. And Justin.
Couldn't even get the words out of your mouth, and it happens. You said they're struggling when they got down here, and a first down fumble.
Get to the 25 nearly immediately every time. Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard update. Hillsdale with a 7-0 lead over Constantine in the matchup to see who the winner here will play.
Constantine's been a powerhouse these last few years.
Wildcats come out. No wide receivers here. Hill goes in motion, takes it off tackle to the left. Gets through that defensive line initially, gets into the backfield. Sherwood there to help bring him down. Number five on number five. But not before he gets about five. They'll actually give him six on the spot. Pretty good spot. Second down, about four.
If you're a Grass Lake fan, you're happy with the way you're moving the ball. Obviously, you cannot stall your drives. You have to put points on the board because the way Onstead's moving the ball, you're just almost rooting for a penalty or something that's going to have to push him behind the chains again.
Yeah, the defense really feeling the pressure here. Trailing 14-0, they need to stop big time. The give goes to Barth, and he takes that handoff, and he's already standing next to a defender, and he always just kind of shuffles by him. Make it second down, or excuse me, third down, about two now.
Yeah, you almost get the feeling, minus some kind of maybe mishandled handoff. I don't know how you're even stopping Barth without him just falling forward for an automatic 2 or 3 yards. So you cannot just hope.
Yeah, there's an onslaught here from Onstead. Wildcats line up again, third down and short. And it's Dankins who's going to take it with the quarterback as a lead blocker. He gets it out past the 45 to the 47 before he stops. That's plenty to move the sticks. And first and 10 again for Onstead. Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard update coming from Lumen Christie, 14-0 after one over Riverview Gabriel Richard.
Yep. When that calendar hits November, you can count on Lumen Christie. Lumen Christie scores coming over the wire at you.
First and 10 for Onstead. Big line gets set. Pitch to Hill. Coming around, going up the middle. He gets to the midfield and into Grass Lake territory by a couple inches. And bring up second down and about five for the Wildcats. Remember that Goldie Hawn movie, Wildcats?
Kurt Russell?
No.
No?
Was Kurt Russell in that? No.
I thought it was a mandate that if Goldie Hawn was in a movie, Kurt Russell was also in it.
Was it Goldie Hawn? Yeah, it was Goldie Hawn. Now I'm not sure.
We'll get that out.
We'll figure it out.
We'll put our information guys on that.
Football movie, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
These Wildcats right now with a 14-0 lead and 4:14 to go in the half. Running that clock out with these long drives. Give to Barth, and he battles through the line. He's going to get about four. Shy of the first down, but another third and short situation for Onstead. You know, if you're Grass Lake, you want to get them into a third and long scenario if you can, and they did once, and that was the one time they had a big play. Otherwise, Onstead completely satisfied to get about 5 yards per play. Boy, it would seem.
I got to believe the Onstad games this year must have really gone quickly because they eat some clock up. I mean, it feels like we're just getting started, and there's 3:38 left of the half.
Yeah, we're only about a half hour into this, and we're almost to halftime. That big set lines up again, third down. They'll give it about two, and they go to Dankins, and he splits the defense and gets down to the 40. That'll move the chains again. Right now, on this drive, Dankins has been kind of the change of pace from Barth, and he's been able to, it's almost like he's hidden behind that offensive line, and when he finds a hole, he squeaks through, and he's able to get four or five extra yards at the end of the run.
Yeah, it's either Barth up the middle or Barth leading the way as a blocker for Hill or Dankins.
I'd stay out of Barth's way if I could out on the field there. Nose of the football on the 40, first and 10 for Onstead. Again, that tight formation, Barth is the back. Two wings, they go opposite to Hill, and that's the kind of play that you kind of predicted. Little play action to Barth, and they give to the other guy coming across. It's Hill, and he's going to get about 9.5 on that play.
And Onstead lines up one receiver out wide, and there's one Grass Lake defender with him. And other than that, the other 10 Grass Lake defenders are within 7 yards of the line, and they still can't stop them loading that box.
2:34 and ticking away here in the first half with a second down and two. Not as good of a spot as I would have given him on the carry. As Terryberry looks over to the sideline, Dylan Terryberry. And he pitches out to Hill and heads out, makes a couple blocks. I feel like Terryberry went out to block and he pushed a guy and then he just kind of stopped. Hill does get the first down, and again, as you mentioned, Onstead keeps the clock running. And with a 14-0 advantage, if you could eat up the rest of this half, you'd be glad to do it. And it looks like they got a shot at it. First down at the 27.5. Left hash mark for the football. Moving left to right here for Onstead. And there's the give to Dankins. This time he's going to try to get to the outside. Dodges the defender, and then he gets smacked at the 22. But it's still a good 5 or 6 yards for Dankins on the carry.
Yeah, if you're a Warrior fan out there listening and you're superstitious, you better pull anything you can out of your bag of tricks, because with a minute 27 left, you just get the feeling if Onstead eats the rest of this half up and makes it 21-0, that's going to be a tough task for Grass Lake to overcome.
I'm not superstitious. I'm a little stitious. Second down and about four. And looking to throw is Terryberry. He's going to get sacked. They'll get him at the 25. Big play here by Grass Lake defense. That'll bring up a third and about six. Maybe make it seven. And with 1:02 to go, they stop the clock. We've got a timeout from Onstead. Let's take a 30-second break. Come back with the final 62 seconds. 14-0 Onstead at K105.3.
Woo! We now return to high school football on K105.3.
1:02 left on the clock here at Grass Lake in our first half. 14-0 Onstead lead. They've got a third down, and really, that's about 8 yards.
You know, I understand Onstead's thinking you've run, you can catch them off guard with that pass, but man, when you're running at 5-6 yards a carry, I'm not sure that was the decision I would have made there to try that then. Go with what's getting you there.
We'll see what gets, if anything, gets them to that first down marker here in third down. And they'll delay handoff to Barth. And he's close to the sticks. And if he leans forward at the end, he's got it.
This is going to be close. But regardless what this is, if they measure this or they just award this to him, no doubt.
And that spot's going to leave it short to me. Oh, no, that might be over.
Yeah, they're calling it fourth and inches.
Maybe I don't understand. They are going to call for a measurement, which is the right thing to do, because that football where it's spotted compared to where that stick is on the sideline is, it would have been a first down.
Thayer Marie They can provide you those.
Well, I suppose when you're on Stad and it's 3rd and 8, you're not as worried because you know that they are going to pick up 5 or 6, and then you can just go for it on 4th down and feel confident you're going to pick up those extra 1 or 2 yards needed.
Chain gang making their way across the field. And get it set down here.
Walking this off, it's going to be very close. They're right at about the 18-yard line. Looks like
and that's just enough for a first down. 43 seconds to go. Onstead moves the chains one more time. You know, we've seen Grasslake with the turnover. Onstead has as many carries as they've gotten this, and I don't even think we've had a momentary concern for ball security from them.
No.
Really protecting the football, just old school smash mouth football, and it's getting them out to a 14-0 lead and maybe more with 43 seconds to go.
Yeah, Terry Berry just doing a great job as quarterback, not getting the credit, but as you said, just taking care of the ball, getting it to the right people.
And several times we've seen him hand off and then turn up the hole and block, too. He gives the Hill on first down. He's going to get down to about the 15, maybe inside of that 15-yard line by a couple inches. And make it 2nd down and 4.5. 33 seconds left. Timeout from the sideline. We'll take a quick timeout, 30-second break with 33 seconds to go on K105.3.
To the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Boyle, Brian Haynes on high school football coverage brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. 2nd down and 7 for the Wildcats. 33 seconds to go. 14-0 lead over the Grasslake Warriors. Pitch out to Hill, and we get some false start movement, and they whistle the play dead as the rules dictate. And they'll move him back 5 yards and let him try again.
You know, with 33 seconds to go in the half, Steve, and Onstead has no more timeouts, and so far we've seen almost all runs. This will be interesting to see if they might have to pass it a couple times here.
If they want to give it a try at the end zone, but they're out of timeouts, and maybe you do see them open up the playbook a little bit, test out Terry Berry's arm. He is going to throw here. 2nd down, goes to the end zone, and miscommunication on the route there.
Misconnection there.
And always the receiver turns around. What are you doing?
Yep. Tucker Bean's watched enough football to know if you don't catch it, you just look at the ref like, hey, he's holding.
28 seconds now. And it's going to be 3rd down and about 11 here for Onstead. And the Grasslake defense can put a little feather in their cap if they keep them off the scoreboard here at the end of the half. Go into the locker room and talk it over, maybe make some adjustments.
After that errant pass, I wouldn't be surprised to see Onstead go back to the ground for this.
Throw again, though, and he's looking to the end zone again, and one-on-one coverage there. Bean, caught! Bean!
Catch, are you kidding me?
Touchdown. Catch is good. Touchdown, and oh, man. Basically the same play back-to-back, just this time the route was the one that the quarterback was expecting, and Tucker Bean with the catch, making it 20-0.
The Grasslake fans right underneath us not happy, wanted the offensive pass interference, and Bean did kind of extend that arm a little bit, but maybe not enough to get the call, I guess.
Coach Randy Cole's not pleased with it either. He was not. I mean, maybe he was complimenting the referee on his game so far, but body language didn't quite indicate that to me.
No, I'm pretty sure Coach Cole was looking for offensive pass interference as well.
They'll try to kick it this time, and the kick is up. Plenty of leg, and it's good. 21-0 Onstead. Grasslake will have 23 seconds when we come back. 30-second break on K105.3. Brian Haynes, 23 seconds to go first half here. Stay tuned with us for the halftime report with Collins Brothers Floor Covering. Get the This Week in High School Sports segment from the MHSAA. 28-0 Lumen Christie now with their lead over Riverview Gabriel Richard on our Tri-County Water Out-of-Town scoreboard. Squib kick handled at about the 25 by Grasslake. And 21 seconds for the Warriors with 3 timeouts. they can get down the field quickly. And, you know, I look for something to get Sherwood in some one-on-one coverage deep. He's been the hot hand for Grass Lake on their possessions so far.
Yeah, you go deep to Sherwood or even just get Higgins the ball somehow on some kind of slant or even just a screen and hope that he can make some magic happen.
Shotgun here for Farley, looking downfield, and he quick out to Sherwood. Tries to turn it inside, spins it back out. Now he races to the sideline. He didn't get there. They'll keep the clock going, and now 21 seconds in. We'll get the timeout, I think.
Yeah, Onstad putting six defensive backs quite a ways down the field that time, making sure everyone stays in front of them. They'll be willing to give up those eight-yard plays.
And so we do have a timeout on the Grass Lake sideline. We'll keep it here on the broadcast, our final 21 seconds of the half. And let's say thank you to Greater Jackson Habitat for Humanity and the Restore for being on the game. Center, Machine, and Tool on the broadcast, supporting high school football in the postseason here.
It's a heck of an operation they have going down there.
Indeed. Northwest Community Schools, one of our sponsors. Congratulations to the Mounties. Volleyball team won a district championship yesterday. And they'll look to keep going with their regional game on Tuesday.
And I have seen the Lady Mounties in person, and they are good.
Talented squad. Division One, so they'll have a tough road to get to that regional championship, but we'll give them all the best wishes on it. 16 seconds now on the clock. 21-0 on set. Grass Lake with the football at their own 35. Back to pass, Farley. Gets it away quickly. There's Sherwood on the sideline. Goes up, takes the contact, and still catches it. Gets to the 40. We get a flag coming in late, but what a great grab by Josh Sherwood.
Wow.
I don't know what you call on that, though. Defenseless receiver or something, but...
It just looked like Ethan Thompson from Onstad was going for the pick, and him and Sherwood went up together, and Sherwood came out the winner. I don't know what they call it.
It is a pass interference, but they'll decline it. And the result of the play is a first down at the 39-yard line with 9 seconds to go, and Grass Lake will have to use another timeout.
Not sure what kind of range the Grass Lake kicker has, but I don't know if they think 3 points will even do anything at this point anyway.
21-0 Onstad lead. Timeout going on the field. And let's keep it right here on the broadcast. Again, 28-0 Lumen Christi leading Riverview Gabriel Richard. At our last check in, Hillsdale had a 7-0 lead over Constantine. The winner of that one will face the winner of this game next week for the regional quarters. Thanks to Stone's One Stop Auto Shop out here, one of our sponsors on the game, Double Chiropractic, Summit Orthodontics, Dr. B and the crew over there. That factory runs like a well-oiled machine. I bet Dr. B would have been quite the football coach if she had chosen that instead of orthodontics. Chirp receivers right for Farley, looking left for Higgins on the slant. Gets it out to him. He goes up in the air, catches it. Lost it on the way down, though. Incomplete with 2 seconds to go here in the half.
Yeah, Logan Robars for Onstad with the dislodge. Thought Higgins was going to come down with it, but nice tackle.
Some tremendous weapons here for Grass Lake, and they've used about six or seven receivers at different times here in the half, and it's just a shame they've had some great starts to drives, and they've gotten down into onset territory and then stalled out on two different occasions, and a third occasion turned it over with a fumble. So they could be right in this at 21-21 if they were able to follow through and finish out those drives, and that's just been the difference maker. And partial credit on that obviously goes to the Onstad Wildcat defense, and certainly the defensive line has made a couple really nice plays at times in this game.
Looking forward here to see what kind of arm Farley has. I mean, we've seen him be accurate. We've seen him you know, it looks strong, but most of his throws are the quick, you know, within the 10, 15 yards at the most variety. Now at the 40, we'll see if he can sling one down to the end zone or if they're just going to try to let the receiver do the work. I don't know.
Three linemen here for Onstead, three linebackers and five D-backs standing back by the goal line. And they still, look at the pressure that they get out of just the three defensive linemen. And they'll sack Farley back at about the 45. And Onstead will go into the locker room with all of the momentum squarely in their side. 21 to nothing, Wildcats, in the sideline across the way from us going crazy. Great crowd noise as the Grass Lake marching band finds its way across the field. Right, 21 to nothing. That I expected a good game. I didn't expect Onstead to come out and be this dominant on the scoreboard.
Yeah, well, you know, Steve, I don't think it would be if Grass Lake had been able to finish those drives. But as you mentioned, just a couple turnovers and a couple stalls inside the Onstead 30. As you said, had that not happened, we could be looking at a 21-21 game. The score not quite as indicative as the contest right now.
Yeah, it has been a little more even than the scoreboard would indicate. However, all that matters is what ends up on the scoreboard. When it comes down to the end, nobody's going to give any consolation prizes for trying hard.
Yeah, or tonight. Total yardage or any of that. You're right.
This district championship trophy that I'm looking at right here is going to go to the team that scores the most points, and Grass Lake's got their work cut out for them in the second half. If for no other reason, then they might have a hard time having enough possessions to make a comeback because Onstead's been able to run that ball and keep that clock rolling and eat it up as a really short half there. Even with the timeouts at the end of it, it's not even 8 o'clock yet.
You're correct. I really don't believe Grass Lake's going to have the ball more than maybe five opportunities in the second half.
Yeah,
and the way Onstead runs the ball, you know Grass Lake's going to be tired and it's going to be tougher and tougher to pull these guys down.
I'm not putting it out of Grass Lake's potential. I think they have the ability to do so. They definitely have the ability to put points quickly, and we'll just see if they can access that in the second half. 3-minute break here on the halftime. We'll come back and look at the first half numbers, get all the Tri-County out-of-town scoreboards we can get, and get things ready for the second half. Again, our halftime brought to you by Collins Brothers Floor Covering. 3-minute break, and we're back with more on K105.3.
High school football on K105.3. It's the halftime report. Now, back to the press box.
Halftime on K105.3 brought to you by Collins Brothers Floor Covering. 21-0 Onstead leads Grass Lake as the Warriors had three drives get inside the 30-yard line and stall out. And that's really the difference in the game. And if you want to give credit to Onstead's defense, a couple of it was mistakes by the Warriors themselves. And one was what maybe could have been a touchdown catch that just was a little too far out of bounds. So it's hard to be really upset with what they've done offensively. They just haven't been able to turn it into points. And Onstead, on the other hand, has been able to have successful drives.
Yeah, if you watch this game for all but 3 minutes of it, you'd think it was two even teams. You'd think, okay, this has to be a close game. But for those 3 minutes that you might not have seen, Onstead has finished their drives and Grass Lake has not. And that's been the difference, and it's 21 to nothing.
So both teams in the locker room, and we'll see if Grass Lake can make an adjustment and come out. They're going to have to kick off to start the second half, so the defense is going to need to be able to somehow slow down this Onstead rushing attack. I did get an update from the Wildcats question, courtesy of Keith Richards, not the guitar player for the Rolling Stones. Goldie Hawn, Nipsey Russell, Bruce McGill, a young Wesley Snipes, and Woody Harrelson.
Oh, okay.
No Kurt Russell.
I must be thinking of Best of Times, another football movie with Kurt Russell.
That was Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
All right. Kurt Russell, of course, had a
and Robin
fantastic
Williams.
Early career.
Yeah. Yep.
Some Disney movies.
Captain Ron.
What a great film. Underrated. Martin Short.
There's only one Captain Deer in my heart, and that's Captain Steve. Forget Captain Ron.
Well, with that, you earned yourself a little bit of a breather here. We'll take a three-minute break, and we'll listen to the MHSAA's This Week in High School Sports segment. A couple of updates before we do that from the Tri-County Water Out-of-Town scoreboard. Lumen Christie now 28-7 lead over Riverview Gabriel Richard, and the other game we're keeping an eye on, Hillsdale and Constantine. Hillsdale leads 13-7 in that one. It's at the half here, 21-0 Onsted leads Grass Lake. And on the halftime for Collins Brothers Four covering, we'll be back with the second half after the break.
K105.3 presents High School Football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, as halftime is coming to a close here. And it is, we've got a couple minutes here. We may maybe take one more commercial break. Thanks to Collins Brothers Floor Covering for a halftime report. We did get some additional halftime Tri-County Water out-of-town scores. Reading with an 8-6 lead in the third quarter. Very good Reading team. And they're defending Division 8 state champs. Close one there for them, 8-6. It's surprising to see a team maybe hold them to 8. And that a team could score 6 against them, because Reed, they're good both sides of the football. Chelsea and Coldwater tied at 7 at the half. And as we mentioned earlier, Loman Christie 28-7 halftime lead in their game with Riverview Gabriel Richard.
Chelsea surviving that tight one last week with Western.
Yeah. Let's take another 1 minute break here at the half for Collins Brothers Floor Covering, and we'll come back with the second half kickoff on K105.3.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
C-Boyle, Brian Haynes, and Onsted coming out to return the kickoff. First time they've had to do it today. And Dankins is back deep to return for the Wildcats. And Hill on the opposite side of the field. Onsted will be moving left to right on your radio dial as we get the second half underway. 12 minutes on the clock. It's a 21-0 Onsted lead. Grass Lake defense can come out and make a statement here on the first possession. Kick is out there and picked up and rumbling to about the 28, where the Warriors stuff them. And the Grass Lake defense getting fired up and heading out onto the field. I've got an update for us for the Tri-County Water Out-of-Town scoreboard for girls volleyball. Western sweeps Tecumseh 3-0 in the district championship for the Panthers volleyball squad tonight.
We have some good area volleyball.
Very good. And we've got good teams in Division 1, 2, and 3 still alive. So it's going to be, it could be a really fun volleyball postseason. So congrats to the Panthers on the win. Grass Lake sets up the defense. That big set for Onsted. One receiver split left. Hill in motion. He takes the give. And no, they fake it. And it is... it's Barth on the carry. And he'll get a couple yards. Even though it looks like he doesn't go anywhere, he still always seems to get a couple.
Yeah. And that looked right there about as good as Grass Lake's done. And it's still 2 yards.
Second down and 8. And another, as you mentioned, a great job, Terry Berry at quarterback on the fakes.
Yeah.
I didn't even see him reach toward Barth to give that football off. Two wideouts here for Onsted. Barth is the tailback. Hill goes in motion from the wing, takes the pitch with Barth leading the way to the left. He'll get out to the edge, turn it upfield, and dive across the 35 to about the 37. And third down at about 2 yards here for the Wildcats with 11:06 to go here, third quarter. And that's about 2 yards here at the 38-yard line for the Wildcats.
Funny, Onsted almost uses those wide pitches almost as if teams would use a pass. Like that's their change of pace is a wide pitch.
And honestly, they haven't done that much. Oh. Even the stuff that they've pitched has kind of turned back up the middle. Everything's so tight blocking-wise. Hill does go in motion, takes another one. This time he will turn it inside And they'll turn him sideways at the 40-yard line, but I think he might have got forward progress to the sticks. We'll see where the spot goes. And they'll get the chain gain working over to the next 10 yards. First and 10 at the 40-yard line, 40-and-a-half-yard line here for Onstead.
If you're a 7th or 8th grader and a good running back and maybe your memory's not real good, Onstead might be the place to go. You'd only have to learn maybe three plays. A three-play playbook. Pitch left, pitch right, run up the middle.
I'm sure there are subtle differences that we fail to notice within this and all the misdirection and stuff that the blocking's doing. This time it's a pitch to Barth going right side, and he's looking for somebody to run into. And he bangs ahead over the 45 to about the 48-yard line. And another good gain on first down for the Onstead Wildcats. Second down and about three here. A couple yards shy of midfield. They've eaten up 2 minutes so far here in our third quarter clock. And it'll be second down in just a few.
Boy, being a Grass Lake defensive lineman or linebacker, you're going to have to show some fortitude here as it's a chilly night. It's probably down to about 28, and you just keep got to tackling and stay at it and stay at it.
Back to throw. Play action. Gets it out to Barth. Kept receiving out of the backfield. Still pounding his way forward. He gets past the sticks. Pushed out of bounds by the Grass Lake bench. And he'll get to about the 46-yard line, 47-yard line in Grass Lake territory. The Warriors. I think Barth got pushed out of bounds when he used the cleaner down there on his cleats before he went back on the field right in front of the Grass Lake bench.
So all season long, Captain, we've kind of compared some high school players to NFL players. Do you have anyone in mind for
I'm working on it.
Yeah. He's kind of a tough one.
Yeah. There's a handoff on the end around there for Hill, and that's the first time we've really seen him kind of get ahead of steam and see a little run out of him, and he gets about 12 on the first down carry, and they continue to push it into the Grass Lake zone at the 36. Mike Allstott, you think that'd be?
Oh, nice. Yeah, I was trying to think of any fullbacks that actually get to touch the ball
right.
Much anymore. I mean, you don't see it much anymore, so.
Maybe like even a little older school, and I know you'll remember the name Tom Rathman. One of my favorites on Tecmo football.
49ers?
Yep. Pitch out goes to Barth, and he's going to show some speed this time, getting to the end. Stiff-arming guy, stand on his feet, tiptoeing the sideline, can't stay in. Balancing act goes out of bounds at the 18, but another impressive run by Barth, and we don't have the numbers, but I got to imagine he's over that 1,000-yard mark at this point.
Yeah, I got to think he is, too.
And maybe then some.
It's funny you say Barth and tiptoeing. I bet you those two words don't collide in the same sentence very often. Not a lot of tiptoeing by that young man.
No, he takes his steps with authority whenever he can. 8:40 to go here in the third quarter, 21-0. Onstead Wildcats, and they've got the football and driving. Another give to Barth, and he sneaks his way in a little bit and then pounds his way. And he's got about 7 yards on the first down carry. Put him at about the 14. Onstead just continues to pound, and it's starting to feel to you like it's coming a little easier than it did in the first half?
Yeah, if that's possible, which, you know what, we said we were seeing 4, 5, 6 yard runs, and it does feel like those are turning into now 6, 7, 8 yard runs, so yeah. We predicted that maybe Grass Lake's line might wear down, and it's tougher.
Another pitch goes to Hill with Terryberry leading the way, and he cuts inside and really slides sideways for about 3 yards. Goes into the 5-yard line area. They'll get it. I think they're going to spot him at the 6, but that's first and goal for Onstead. 4 tries from the 6, and as we mentioned, 6 yards with 4 tries. That the math works out in Onstead's favor at that point. Grass Lake defensive line needs an injection. They'll put in a couple fresh guys here, actually. Some extra energy, perhaps.
You predicted to me personally at halftime that Grass Lake might not see the ball until about the 6-minute mark, and as it gets down to 7:28 and counting, you might be about right about that.
He'll in motion again. They'll pitch it to him, flip it to him, and he's going to get inside the five, not quite to the goal line, but it's going to be a second down and short yardage scenario for the Wildcats with 7:11 going and the clock running. Actually, this drive is kind of going a little more quickly than I kind of anticipated. I thought onside would really... But what happens, I think, especially the way this game's going, is as the runs rack up and the yardage starts going, the D-line gets a little dejected and a little tired. And then meanwhile, the running backs are feeling energized and they want it. They just want to carry it more. And they'll flip it to Hill again, and he goes over the top, flips into the end zone. Football comes out at the end, but they're going to call that a touchdown. Once he's over the plane, whatever happens to the football doesn't really matter. And he was definitely over the plane. And 21 becomes 27 now with 6:39 to go in the third quarter. Onstead, well in control of this one.
Hill taking that one airborne, kind of old school, with the flip into the end zone. They should award him a couple extra points for just style. I don't know if they're doing that yet or not. That's my idea. I've called the state a couple times about that. But
MHSAA. I thought they were talking about it.
I thought I heard Dr. Meehoff talking about it
during the MHSAA This Week in College Sports segment a couple weeks ago. Adding style points to playoff points. Their kicker has a tremendous leg. It's almost a disservice that he doesn't get to kick more frequently from further away, but the extra point is plenty for him. 28-0, 30-second break, and Grass Lake will get their first possession of the second half on K105.3.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Here comes the kickoff, and it's another high, deep one. Fielded at about the 10 by Higgins, trying to go up the right sideline. We went through traffic a little bit, stays in bounds, and looks like they might have got his face mask down there. No flag on the field at about the 33, where Grass Lake will take over. Make that the 31. Higgins just looks so speedy. I hope they can get it into his hands in space here on this possession. Grass Lake's first offensive chance in the second half after Onstead killed 5.5 minutes of that half of this quarter on their first possession.
The thing about Grass Lake, too, and we've already said this 15 times, is they're moving the ball, so it's not like you feel like they have to make any changes on offense other than finishing the drive, but they're going to have to get a stop or four on defense.
Farley will take the snap here. Gives it to Holden, sweeping to the left, now cuts up against the defender. Gets past him, staying on his feet, turning it back inside. Gets to the 35, maybe the 36 before he's stopped. And so, again, a lot of extra effort. He ran about 25 to get 6, but it's the kind of work you got to put in if you want to stay on your feet and get extra yards at the end of the play.
Holden's had a couple of those, like what you see in a fifth-grade flag football game, where he go all the way one way and up, turn it back.
Second and 5, no huddle. Grass Lake rolling right as Farley looking downfield to throw. Getting chased, hit as he gets it away. He's got Sherwood downfield, and he makes another catch. Josh Sherwood sure-handed as he makes that catch at the 38-yard line.
I'm not sure that Onstead has stopped that connection to Farley to Sherwood. I think they're perfect.
And again, it's adds to the baffling nature of the fact that they're scoreless so far in this game, because they've been able to have that passing connection so good. Play action now. Farley looking for Sherwood downfield. Chased out of the pocket. And now cuts back to the other side. He's got some space over there. Still looking downfield. Now he'll run. And he'll get up to about the 35 before he goes out of bounds. About 4 yards on first down for Farley, scrambling in the backfield. Thought he had Sherwood for a moment up the left sideline, but he didn't feel comfortable making the throw. Something out of nothing there. 5:40 to go, third quarter. Grass Lake with a second down at about 6.
I think before there was that pressure,
Farley looking to throw again. Now going right, and there he gets it away to Sherwood, and there's their first incompletion. A little announcer jinx on the play. Third down and 6 for Grass Lake.
Yep, Sherwood extended those arms. Almost came down with it. Grass Lake right at that part of the field that's been their bugaboo all night long.
Yeah. 5:34 remains here in the third quarter. Lined up here with four receivers for Farley. Holden is the back. Fakes to him, quick to Sherwood. He's got a chance at the mark. He's going to get to that stick and then cuts past the guy inside the 20. Still on his feet down to the 18. Josh Sherwood making people miss and getting the first down for Grass Lake into the red zone.
And I don't, we said we haven't seen Onstad. I don't know if they've all year long had this bend but don't break defense, but tonight it's like they've given up yardage, get down there, but boy, when they get it to right here on the field, Onstad tightens up.
Rolling out Farley, looking to pass here on first and 10 from the 20. Plenty of time, and now going the other way. And still time, still looking downfield. Nobody open. He'll take it himself into past the 15. And it gets to about the 14 before he's rushed out of bounds. Second down, and let's call it a long six. Clock down to 5:01.
Is that about the fifth time we've seen a Grass Lake runner go clear from one side of the field all the way back to the other, looking sandlot football?
And right now, Onstead's kind of setting guys back in coverage, only really with three-man rush. But they are pushing those guys back. And Farley teed it up for Dankins in the back in the end zone for an interception, and it just bounced right out of his hands. And Farley saved by the drop on that one. Third down and six.
Yeah, I think that was just a little overthrow and right to Dankins for Onstad. He's going to regret that drop.
4:56 left here in the third, and Farley with a third down play. Back to throw. Looking downfield, and there he's got a man in between two defenders. Tremendous catch by Canning at about the nine-yard line inside the 10. Should be a first down. And there come the markers. So first down for Grass Lake and goal. First time they've had first and goal.
Yeah.
In this one with 4:42 left in the third, clock running. Trailing 28-0, Grass Lake looking to get on the scoreboard for the first time tonight. Farley out of that shotgun, looking to throw again. This time a delayed handoff to Holden. Great play call in here. He's got a chance at the end zone. Goes in the air. They'll knock him down just shy of the end zone. He was floating that way, and a defender came in and just sent him down just shy of that end zone. But a nice play call, again, by the offense.
Great play call with Onstad dropping six defensive backs back.
Holden takes again. This time he skips into the end zone of Grass Lake on the board. So the offense moves the ball as smoothly as it did in the first half, except this time they're able to take it to pay dirt. 6 points on the board for Grass Lake, and they'll come and try to add another one with the extra point try. With 4:09 to go third quarter, the Warriors need to stop on defense. See if they can make it seven.
For the first time of the game, you see the Onstad players standing and not all excited, and some Grass Lake players kind of hyped up. So see if some momentum can show up here for the Warriors.
It's got to start with one, and this is one. There's the snap. The hold is down. Kick is up. It looked good from here, and it is. 4:09 to go. It's 28-7. Grass Lake with little energy. Back in 30 seconds with a kickoff on K105.3.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
28-7. Onstad leads, but Grass Lake with their first score. And now let's see if the defense can get their first stop. Onstad sends Dankins and Hill back deep to return. Travis Hill having a nice game, especially seeming to get some rhythm on that last possession, especially. Tri-County Water Out of Town scoreboard update. Thanks to the Big Dog for sending us the 20-7 Hillsdale lead at the end of the third. So their game going even more quickly than ours.
Hillsdale, which is hard to believe.
Lead. Yeah. 4:09 to go in the third quarter at Grass Lake. We do that again. There's your kickoff, and they'll flip one over there, a little kind of an onside kick try, and Wildcats there to recover at the 43, and that's where they'll take over possession.
I didn't mind that. you've had a hard time stopping him. I mean, we're just talking. I don't know that they have stopped. There have definitely not been any onset punts.
No.
I believe Onstead is 4 for 5 on drives ending in touchdowns.
First and 10. Onstead Wildcats. Hill in motion. He takes the give. Coming around the quarterback and diving forward to the 46-yard line. About 3 yards on first down. Make it second and 7 from the 46. Well, let's say the rear end of the football, the rear butt of the football, rubbing up against the 45-yard line. Second down, and it's really 7.
Can you tell the difference? Running. Is there anything distinguishing the butt from the nose?
Nope.
In your eyes.
Just the direction.
Okay. I didn't know if you had something for me. I figured you might.
Nothing radio appropriate. Pitch out to Barth. And I like the patience. Barth he'll stutter step a little bit until he sees where he wants to impact. And then he picks the weak spot, and then he really puts the hammer down. And it always gets him a good gain. In this case, he gets about 4.5. Make it 3rd down and 1 yard for the Onstead Wildcats into Grass Lake territory at the 49.
And, man, it doesn't matter if it's football or basketball, that little change of pace. Change of pace is huge in sports, especially high school sports, and Barth has that.
Hill goes in motion, takes the flip, goes behind the QB. If you have Terry Berry and Barth leading the way, you're going to get the yard that you need. And in this case, he gets about 6 more into Grass Lake territory at the 42-yard line. And, you know, you got to give a shout-out when you've got the quarterback lead blocking for you. And it's not as though he's a slight guy. He's listed at 6'3", 175. Terry Berry's clearing some space. If nothing else, he's just another guy you have to go around before you can get to Hill, even if he's not laying a lick on somebody. Dankins goes in motion here, but they go to Barth, and he's going to right side. There's a nice job by the Warrior defensive line to pull him down. Give about 1.5 yards before they stop at the 40-yard line. 2nd down and about 8.
Yeah, that 1.5 yards might have been Barth's shortest run of the evening. And the way he churns those legs and just looking at him, I'm not sure either one of us want to get in a squatting contest with him in the weight room. Unless we get to add ours together.
Yeah.
And I'm still not sure that would be enough.
Can we both do the bar at the same time on opposite ends?
Can
we tie him at that point? Barth set in the backfield. Takes the give. Slips through the line. Dances up to about the 40... Oh, the 38-yard line. Oh, they didn't quite even give him that.
It's the longest 3rd down Onstead's been faced with since maybe the opening drive.
3rd and about 6. With a minute and 18 seconds to go here in the 3rd quarter.
And if you're Grass Lake, you have to stop them now. There is no, you know, the way the clock's ticking, you're down 3 touchdowns. You know they're going to drive again, so this is important stop right here.
Big play right here for the Grass Lake defense. They pitch it to Barth, and he's going to get the stick. Gets to the left side. You're just going to hope to keep him from the end zone. On the left sideline, rumbling forward, and another big play on 3rd down. Barth is the weapon, and he's going to rumble ahead inside the 20 again for Onstead. Coldwater now out to a 21-14 lead over Chelsea.
Huh. Chelsea's used to that.
Tri-County Water out of town scoreboard. Chelsea looking at another comeback against an I-8 team if they want to stay alive in the postseason. 28-7 lead for Onstead here at Grass Lake. The Warriors can't get them on 3rd and long. It's at the 24. Barth stepped out of bounds there. Still 1st down for Onstead. And they'll flip it to Barth going right side off tackle. Between 2 defenders, gets to the 20. Holden and Darrow in on the tackle.
Which are two really good Cascades Conference defenders, and Barth is still dragging both of them for 2 or 3 yards. Before this night's over, we're going to have to mention that Onstad line and get some of their names out on air, too, because they're doing a wonderful job.
Final 21 seconds of our third quarter here. High school football brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Thanks to Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, one of our sponsors, has been on all year, too. Second down. And Barth going to the left side. And nice job by Darrow and Holden over there again, this time pulling him down. And they might have stopped him for a loss even a little bit there. Third down and 7.5. And we'll run out of time here in the third quarter. 12 minutes to play. Grass Lake needs a big comeback here. Back in a minute on K105.3.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
12 minutes on the clock. Grass Lake defense. Another opportunity for a stop here. Another third and long on the drive for Onstad. It's four down territory for the Wildcats, so you need two big plays here.
Yeah.
So the beginning of the third quarter. I mean, the real difference has been just turnovers. Turnover on downs on one possession for the Warriors and a fumble. Onstad has had such great ball protection. And they give to Barth. No shocker there, and he's weaving his way. And then the defensive line for the Warriors with a second effort and push him down at the 20. So he only gets about a yard or two on the play, and it's going to bring up 4th and 6.
We'll see. I'm guessing Onstad's offense will stay on the field, although the leg that we've seen, I would think this is in field goal range, but I don't know with a 21-point lead if we'll see that or not.
Hill's going to come from the sideline, and here comes Terry Berry with the play.
Well, Grass Lake's going to have any shot at all. This is the play.
4th down, about 5.5. Hill is split out wide. You got to watch him on these passing downs. And they're looking to him. One-on-one out there. Higgins on the coverage. Hill makes the catch in the end zone. Touchdown, Onstad. And it's almost like he was an afterthought to the Grass Lake defense. They had him one-on-one over there. Higgins did what he could. But they threw the jump ball, and Hill came down with it in the end zone. 6 more points for Onstad. 34-7 with an extra point pending.
Now, I've seen fade routes to end zones, but Terry Berry threw that thing. I don't know how high that apex got, but like a Corey McCabe sand wedge.
Like it was about to bring rain.
Yeah.
Thank goodness it didn't, because it's too cold for it to be raining out here tonight. Snap is there, hold is down, kick is up, and look good from here. Officials agree, and at 35-7, Onstad comfortably in front as we take a 30-second break and come back with a kickoff on K105.3.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
I should know, but I don't. 11:04 to go in this game. It's a 35-7 Onstad lead. Grass Lake will return the kickoff here. Sheward and Higgins deep. And the deep guys have been the ones to get it. This kicker's got some leg. And this time he'll squib kick it. Take a bounce, field it at the 26 and flopped on by Kaysen. And Grass Lake offense will get ready
and make a big play.
And let's shout out that Onstad kicker, Xander Oilette, has shown some big leg, and right there just squibbed it, and it was still a nice kick. So even those squibs have a little more meaning to them when it's done by a guy with a strong leg.
And a strong name.
Xander Oilette.
Or maybe even Olay.
Really? Transfer from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. We don't know that to be true. That's not the case. Back to pass Farley on first down. Grass Lake needs to score fast. Good coverage. He gets it away at the end of the play and goes through the hands of Higgins. All alone. Had a shot at it and dropped it.
You know, we're always still thinking of how these teams behind can get back in this game. 10:56 to go, down 28 with Onstead's offense. Again, I just don't know how it's even possible. They're gonna need a couple turnovers at this point.
Yeah.
And quick scores, obviously.
Farley back to throw. Going downfield. There's Sherwood across the middle. Nice catch by Sherwood. Trying to split defense. Gets past him still on his feet. He does get ripped down, but not before he gets his way to the 33-yard line. Sherwood with another fantastic connection with Farley. And a big play again. Grass Lake. They've made their way down into the onset zone all night.
Yep. We've seen it before. Great pitch and catch.
Accurate arm by Farley all night tonight. He's back to pass again on first down. They give him time. Splits defenders now on the run. Uncorks one down to the end zone. Caught right by the pylon. And he stepped out of bounds at the 6-inch line. On the catch, I've got Kaysen Gray.
It depends on which number 18 we're giving it to. We have two of them on our sheet.
I'm going to go with the one listed as a wide receiver rather than the one listed as a quarterback. So on first and goal, it's a handoff. We're getting a
no signal from the officials.
Blank look from the officials. I don't think he got in.
He's going to get in there.
Second down and goal.
And I do think that was probably your right Kaysen Gray, but just in case, good catch, Blake Stark.
We'll edit it in
in case that was you.
10 minutes to go in this game. Second down and goal. They give to Holden. He's finding the gap. Gets into the end zone. A second touchdown tonight for Trenton Holden. And after being shut out in the first half, Grass Lake scored on both possessions here in the second half. Will it be too little too late? Trailing 35-14. That three-score advantage at the half is really still the difference in this game.
And we said any kind of epic comeback, need to start with a quick score. Hey, we got that. But now, the big challenge, can you get a quick stop, which has been impossible so far tonight.
There's a snap, hold is good, kick is up, looks good from here. It looks good down on the field, too. We get the officials with their hands in the air. 30-second break, we're back with a kickoff. 35-14 on
K105.3. Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music. K105.3.
9:59 left here in the fourth quarter. Our fourth quarter sponsor all season long, East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive. I was just at East Jackson on Thursday night playing some recreation volleyball. Co-ed recreation volleyball.
And how did that go?
We won all three games, my friend.
All right. Well, congratulations, Captain.
They may be contacting me about chipping in on repairing those floors after I was spiking it so hard.
I don't even know how to respond.
9:59 left in this one, 35-14. Grass Lake needs a stop or an onside kick attempt here might be something to look for.
I think you almost have to try that.
Side do you go to?
Go away from Barth.
And there's a little pop-up. That's going to go right into the arms of a receiver, and he's going to run it. Gets past the line. Still on his feet, and steps out of bounds at about the 39. But normally the up guy catches it, and he goes down with it or just tries to keep from fumbling it. This guy gets a little bold here, saying, you know what? I got some room to run here, and that was Caleb Promota.
Caleb Promota said, hey, K105.3 guys, mentioned my name tonight, too. This isn't just Barth Hill and Terry Berry.
With a little Dankins thrown in for good luck.
Sprinkling of Dankins.
Sprinkled in some Dankins. And there's a pitch to Dankins on first down. He's going to get about three. And it's Dankins with an N in there. I don't want to get it confused with Dakin. Very common name out here in Grass Lake. Yeah. John, Don.
Jamie.
Cody. Jamie.
Jamie Dakin, one
Billy.
Of the better golfers in Jackson area at least 20 years ago. Jamie, if you're listening, I don't know if you still have it or not. But
I'm sure he's still playing regularly. big, strong guy, that Jamie Dakin, and a talented football player in his time, too.
And a great mustache.
Second down, about 7 yards here for Onstead. And it goes to Denkins again. Denkins,
oh,
nice open field tackle, and he's brought down in a less than cordial way by the Warriors. Gage Lee on the tackle. Third down and about 4. Under 9 minutes to go fourth quarter for East Jackson Community Schools.
Do you call that hit the decleater?
They decleated him.
Yeah, they were 2 feet up in the air.
There were cleats in the air.
Shoulder was the first thing that hit. Good tackle, Gagely.
Tackled him with malice. Third down. Big play here. Grass Lake defense would love to get a stop.
Grass Lake needs a stop. Needs the ball.
And in motion, they flip to Hill. They're going to stop him.
Right.
And drive him backwards. He's got a yard or so. Bring up about 4th and 2. Grass Lake defense has their shot. And, geez, that spot's not as generous as I would have given them. So make it 4th and 3.
And I don't know if that malice guy you just talked about was in on that tackle or not, but but there was a bunch of Warriors in there.
They had malice in their hearts on that play. 4th down. Warrior pride here trying to overcome a deficit, and they need to stop right here. Hill in motion. They faked him, rolling out to throw as Terry Berry flips it over. Incomplete! Grass Lake defense stands up and gets the stop they've needed all night. And now you put it back in the hands of a very capable offense. And a glimmer of hope shines through here for the Warriors at home, trailing 35-14 with 7:42 to go.
Hey, a quick touchdown. All of a sudden, 21-35. We're just trying to paint a picture of how this could happen.
A quick score here. You get it down to 2 scores.
Yeah. Onstead still hasn't turned the ball over. That could be still in the cards.
Farley shotgun, 4 wideouts. Takes the snap, looking to throw. Gets chased. But they set up the screen to Holden, and he's going to have some space. Blockers and room, and he gets into Onstead territory out of bounds at the 41. Well-timed play call by the Grass Lake coaching staff. Randy Cole showing he's still got a few tricks up his sleeve. Clock stops at 7:33. No huddle here by the Warriors. Farley claps, takes the snap, looking left. There's Sherwood, and he's been able to dodge those defenders out in the open field all night long. This time, not so much. Brought down, but not before he gets about a 5 or 6 yard gain.
Thompson.
Quick pass there, and Farley keeps the Grass Lake offense on the field and ready to go, lined up quickly. Second down and 5. Back to throw Farley, looking to his right, and he's got a man. It's Higgins, takes the catch, works his way to the sideline, gets past, and drags a guy hanging on his shoulders, and he gets to the 25-yard line. Higgins showing that open field run after catchability.
Yeah, usually we're used to seeing that quickness and juking. That was Higgins carrying a guy for 4 yards.
Refusing to go down with 7:01 and running. Farley takes the snap. Back to throw again. Chased out of the pocket, throwing on the run. Up a little high for Canning. It had it in his hands, but loses it behind him. And incomplete. That'll stop the clock. 2nd and 10 for the Warriors from the 25. Pretty good throw on the run across his body for a rolling out Farley.
At this point, needing 3 scores, maybe a drop ball doesn't really hurt you as much as maybe the 5 yard and the clock running. But.
And there's a throw to Higgins, a little quick receiver screen. Gets into the 18-yard line with 6:42 in the clock running. It'll be 3rd down and short. Shout out one more time to Center Machine and Tool joining us on the broadcast tonight. It's one of our sponsors for the high school football postseason. Snap for Farley. Gives to Holden. He's going to get the 1st down. Oh, it's Quitek in the game. Inside the 5. Quitek shifty running and gets Grass Lake inside the 5 for 1st and goal. Stops the clock while they move the chains. Grass Lake will waste no time getting set up. Spread formation. Shotgun formation. Farley with Quiet Tech in the backfield. They'll give to Quiet Tech again. And he's going to get around the edge. Stands on his feet. Second effort. Looked like he was going to dive in. But he's brought down at about the one.
Coach Cole doing a nice job mixing it up. Right when Onstead's thinking it's going to be pass, pass, pass. And a little delayed handoff.
Now Grass Lake sends in their jumbo personnel package, three backs, and Farley under center, and he pitches it out. Holden's going to race to the pylon and gets it inside, tucks it in for a touchdown, and Grass Lake giving us a little extra drama here at the end of this one, 5:48 to go with an extra point try coming.
Steve, another refreshing thing that we've seen today, very few flags today, which has been a little different than what we've been used to this year.
Yeah, we had a few moments where we got a couple of flags, but second half really has been well played, mistake-free for the most part. I'll knock on a little wood so we don't announce or jinx that. Extra points, good. And 35-21, new life for Grass Lake. Defense will need to stop when we come back. 30-second break on K105.3.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Onstead on the field. Hill, back, the lone guy back to return, and they've got him set up at about the 20-yard line. The hands team out there for Onstead. Grass Lake's kind of tried to do a couple jump balls here on their last two kickoffs.
Yeah, they've tried that little maybe 15-yard kind of high, poochy kind of onside kick. I'd like to see high school kids have to try to handle one off the bounce.
Yeah.
I don't think you get a lot of practice doing that, but I don't know if you practice kicking it either. So
he's approaching the football, and again, he'll lob one just beyond that hands line, and Hill does handle it at the 20, but good coverage by the Warriors, and he'll only get to about the 22. And we're getting some shouting that the football was loose, and Grass Lake wants possession. The officials have having none of it.
The fans want it. The Warriors want it.
And I think he was down. And I don't think any of the officials even think of it as a fumble, and they will award possession to Onstead. But for at no time did the officials look like they thought it was a fumble.
Oh, and from what we could see from here, it looked like he was down already before that came out. But
I can't blame the Warriors for wanting a fumble.
Yeah, and for trying.
So at the 21, it's first and 10 for Onstead. Can they eat up 5:44? Or can Grass Lake get another stop and get themselves into the end zone? You'd love to have a short field right here for Grass Lake to poke something in. Gosh, the Grass Lake second half offense has just made you wish that they'd been able to get into the end zone on some of those drives in the first half, and we'd be looking at an entirely different game at that point. But it's the Onstead big set. And the pitch out to Hill as he turns upfield. He's going to get a nice gain here. He's going to work his way toward that first down marker. They'll stop him short at the 30, but he's going to get 9 before they bring him to a stop. Grind him to the turf. And it is going to be second down and 1. 5:23 ticking away here in our fourth quarter.
As a Warrior fan, you almost wish they would have just went ahead and got that extra yard so you have a new set of downs, because the clock stops and you start thinking it as it's getting near 5 minutes, when you're going to start using timeouts. But second and 1, you know they're going to likely get a first. So
yeah. And Terry Berry using up every last moment he's got on the play clock. And there's a handoff to Barth. Takes a moment to get it going, but then he does rumble ahead. Got the first down. The sticks will move. Fresh set for Onstead. Under 5 minutes. They'll stop the clock to move the chains. Set the football and start the clock running again here, 4:47. 35-21, our score. Onstead comfortably in front here, but Grass Lake making a run at them, and a stop here would be huge for the Warriors.
Yeah, whenever Coach Cole decides to start calling timeouts, that's going to be when they're going to have to stop them. They're not going to be able to afford another first down once that happens.
First and 10. Terry Berry using up his play clock. Just a big set here. 11 guys, tightly packed. And there's a tackle. And they get him about. We got two playing for the spot here. They'll set the butt end of the football at the 35. So give them 2.5 on the play, second down and about 8 with 4:09 to go, and we get a timeout from the Warriors. Let's take a 30-second break, and we'll come back with our second down play on K105.3.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Out of the timeout, Grass Lake sends the defense on, and you said it, Brian. This is the last stand. Second down at about 7.5, on the 35-yard line. There's a give to Barth, and Grass Lake will hit him real quick. He might get a half a yard on the carry, but that's the kind of play you needed if you're Grass Lake right at this moment. 4 minutes now. And it's Grass Lake's going to roll the dice. No timeout right now. Third down and 6. Farley warming up on the sideline for the Warriors.
We said maybe if you get a hold here, but boy, realistically, you almost going to need a turnover.
Well, this half of the field, you get a tackle here, you take a timeout, do they punt? And if they're this far back in their zone, and now you get a possession back. But the if is if Grass Lake can stop him, it's third and long. Play action. No, they give it to Barth, and again, fooled me on the pitch out. Barth takes the give, and he's been the third down weapon so much tonight for Onstead. He carries for the first down, gets to the 45. He goes over 1,000 yards tonight, and Onstead looking to finish this one off, 35-21, and now 3:14 on our game clock.
That's the same play that Barth broke loose in the first half for that 60-yard run. And yeah, I believe Rourke is going to join his dad, Brett, in the 1,000-yard club tonight for Onstead.
Under 3 minutes at 2:53. Watching the official for that play clock. Terry Berry will now go under center. Flips it to Dankins. Tiptoes through the line. Gets over to the 49 before he's stopped. Second down. And 6 yards.
Curious to know how many yards Dankins has on the season. I mean, he's been an integral part of this, too. It hasn't even just been a two-headed monster.
Yeah. 30-second timeout. Second down when we come back on K105.3.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Grass Lake opportunities quickly eluding them with second down pitch to Hill. Turns it upfield, gets to the 50, down to the 49 in Grass Lake territory. Stopped. It'll bring up the third down and 4. And Grass Lake will take their third and final timeout. 35-21, 2:29 to go. And let's keep it here on the timeout. Thanks to Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, one of our sponsors. Center Machine and Tool again on board for us this game, supporting postseason high school football. Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, our title sponsor here for the postseason. Try out that Trips Ceramic Pro. I guess they feel like they can make your car look better than it did when it was brand new.
Well, that wouldn't be hard for mine. Have to be miracle workers to get that.
Well,
looking good.
Challenge accepted. Stop by and see Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Thanks to Dr. Penn, Penn Chiropractic Center.
Tell you, Dr. Penn could be getting some business drubbed up for these Grass Lake guys that have had to tackle Barth all game. There'll be some sore backs, some sore muscles.
And I could recommend Able Heating and Cooling to come out here to Grass Lake and set them up with some sort of a heating system for this booth for next season. We're chilly up here, but it's been a lovely night for high school football at Grass Lake. All the Marlboros on the line here. with 2:29 to go, 35-21. Pitch out goes to Barth, and he pushes the guy down. They string him out. He's not going to get the first down. And did he go out of bounds over there? Stop the clock? No, it's running. So they bring up fourth and short. And this is it for the Warriors, you would think, with 2 minutes to go, no timeouts remaining.
Yep, I don't know if that was just smart by Barth or the way it happened, but if by staying in bounds, that clock is continuing to tick. And he was close to the out of bounds over there. I'm going to just say that was smart running, going down in bounds.
Fourth and two. As this Onstead offensive line, who might be the game MVPs, get set. And Terry Berry bails out. Minute 34. And Onstead calls a timeout.
If I think Onstead letting that play clock go all the way down to one, and that was probably their intentions the whole time. And big play. I mean, they pick up 2 yards. This is officially over. It'll be victory formation.
Another tremendous season for Grass Lake here. And while it appears that they will see it end here, at least the odds are in favor of this being the last effort for the Warriors. 9-1 of the regular season. They'll wrap it up at 9-2. Randy Cole, who in, I think it was week two, was the Detroit Lions coach of the week. And certainly deserving of that honor and any other honors that are tossed his way. And a hell of a nice guy, too.
Yep. If I'm not mistaken, by getting that award, he actually gets to coach the Lions week 12.
Oh, good. So they might have a chance of getting another W under their belt before the season ends.
Be interesting. Why not? That should be a Lions promotion.
I'd kind of like to see the Lions run this Grass Lake offense for a couple weeks. And maybe even toss Farley back there. Fourth and two. Pitch it to Hill. He's got the first down. As long as he didn't drop the football, and it doesn't look like he did. First down, and you can hear the ovation from the Onstead sideline. And that bleacher section that has been packed the whole time, standing all along the fence there, too. They really traveled well to support this Wildcat football team. And all signs point to them extending their season. Hillsdale looking to be the potential opponent for them in a week, and they'll travel to Hillsdale to play that one.
The other sad things for all the listeners out there that are just kind of getting used to spending their Friday nights with you and I, and now it's coming to an end. So maybe we're going to have to invite them someplace, and we'll still continue our Friday nights with them.
They can listen to us talk to one another.
In person. Some establishment.
There you go. And there's their victory formation. They take a knee. 50 seconds, and the clock will tick down. 35-21, likely our final tonight.
We have noticed, we talked about the two great coaching staffs of these two teams.
Yep. One more snap here, and this is all about to do it.
33 seconds, and there's your final knee. Onstead will move on. The Wildcats 9-2. And ready to take on Hillsdale in the regional quarterfinals. They are district champions tonight. Grass Lake Warriors. A lot to be proud of for the season again. And really just a lot of fun to watch them the times we've seen them this year in the postseason. Randy Cole's a good... I've spent some time with Randy Cole, non-football related. He's good at kayaking. Not as good as me when it comes to playing cornhole, but still good. And just a nice guy, and I'm glad for him. And Onstead playing their best football at the right time of the year. They come out and the mistake free largely is a great way to describe how they played. No turnovers, as we mentioned, very few penalties. And if you're going to come out and play that old school smash mouth football, that's the way you do it. And they did it very well. Rook Barth was a weapon today that really was the difference maker for that Onstead offense. Meanwhile, Grass Lake, we just, if we could play this game again in a week, same field conditions, same everything, Grass Lake maybe makes this a lot closer and maybe even comes away with a W. It's those mistakes down in Onsted territory in the first half that kept them off the scoreboard and made all the difference here in this one.
Yeah, just not capitalizing on those good early game drives that we saw Grass Lake march up and down the field, but just continue to stall inside the 20. So
one fumble. Again, another one where we had a pass that looked like it could have been a touchdown, called incomplete. He caught it, but he was out of bounds. You know, even if they get those points, we have a whole different look here in the second half. So kudos to the Onsted defense and offense. And Grass Lake, no reason to hang their head either. Oh. We'll take a quick break here for 2 minutes on the post game, and we'll come back and wrap up this game and our season coverage on K105.3.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
See boy Brian Haynes here in the post game, 35-21, the final, and Onsted presented the district championship trophy at the 40-yard line here at Grass Lake High School.
You mentioned Coach Cole. I got to tip my hat to him, not just as he prepares the players, but the class they've shown, too. I mean, this game never got chippy. Even in, you know, at one time, the score was a hair lopsided. Grass Lake just kept plugging along, stayed classy. I see Coach Cole had him out there in the 40, kind of saluting Onsted as they got their district trophy. You got to give it up for that kind of class.
Class to stay out there and, yeah, recognize that. You know, they played a fair game, they played a clean game, and you can't have really anything negative to say about Onsted and their effort tonight. So the Wildcats will move on, and it looked like Hillsdale was going to be their opponent in the next round. I didn't get the final there, but our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard had Hillsdale in the lead. We had Lumen Christie likely moving on at a 28-7 score our last check-in. Hillsdale did get the W. We did get a final for that. So Hillsdale will be the opponent for Onsted, and that game will be played at Hillsdale as the Hornets over there still unbeaten on the season and having a nice run. Lumen Christie will be the only radio game next week, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and Lumen Christie will be the host school for that one. And you'll hear Greg O'Connor, Tom Ratchford. So this kind of wraps up our high school football season. Brian, thank you to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center for joining us as our sponsor for the postseason. Tri-County Water, our out-of-town scoreboard all season long. East Jackson Community Schools, our fourth quarter sponsor. Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, our first quarter sponsor all season long. And Collins Brothers Floor Covering on the halftime with us all season long, and all of our other great high school football sponsors. Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, Summit Orthodontics, who got together. We had t-shirt giveaways of every one of our games, so I thought that was really cool. I didn't get one of the t-shirts, but there may be a couple left over. I'll try and snag if you need one.
Well, we'll be talking.
Vandercook Lake shirt or something. So, we'll wrap up. Brian, what do you think? Your first full season of high school football coverage? Did you have a good time?
I had a great time, Steve, and being next to a Hall of Famer.
Like, you got a tough future in there, at least. I'm not a Hall of Famer yet in any Hall of Fames.
Well, the things I've just learned from you, this like leaving our broadcast and the way you deal with the groupies that are hanging out, trying attacking. I mean, you always handle yourself with class, too, and make sure you let the ladies know you're married, and I appreciate all that.
You know, my wife appreciates it, too, and you know, and I want to say you handle with class the way that nobody wants to talk to you after the game, and you let it seem like it doesn't affect you at all.
I do. I still walk out of here with my head held high.
Yeah.
So,
I can't wait to end this broadcast so I don't have to talk to you anymore. No, it's been a pleasure, and I look forward to I hope you'll be able to be around next season, too, and maybe even a little bit during the high school hoops season coming up here in December. We'll get started with some coverage of that on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. For Mike Reed, who's been with us all season long, too, in the K105.3 studio, and Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you next season.
Thank you for tuning in to tonight's game, our presentation of High School Playoffs Round 2. This evening's contest has been brought to you in part by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, East Jackson Community Schools, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Trips Ceramic Pro, County National Bank, Tri-County Water, Center Machine and Tool, Able Heating and Cooling, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Columbia School District, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, Northwest Community Schools, Jackson Public Schools, Penn Chiropractic, the Jackson YMCA, Andy's Pizza, Greater Jackson Habitat for Humanity, The Restore, Modern Waste, Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop, Double Chiropractic, Summit Orthodontics. We now return you to regular scheduled programming on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.